Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. If it's worth the fight, you said it would.
Hello and welcome to this week's conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. And just in case anyone ever wondered, that is Time is on Your Side by Blind Divine from their album Desire to Destroy. It was a song that I bought for like $9 that I can use on my program. So check it out. It's a great album. But welcome to this week's conversation. And this week's conversation, Donald Trump, he's not going away. Only if we could say that about Hillary Clinton. But something Matt Drudge said, he made a dare to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And something I talked about when we're talking about a true gun ban. But remember, a gun ban is not about banning guns. It's about banning, and it's about control. It's not about gun control. It's about control. Also, something I'd love to hear a political candidate ask another political candidate, and it's actually on a movie that I love, Man of the Year, one of my favorite Robin Williams films of all time. You know, I love that movie. Also, ABC Family is actually going to change its name, believe it or not. I'll get to why they're doing that and if it's even going to matter to anybody. But I thought it was cool because I watch it from time to time because they have the 700 Club on there and stuff. But I love to see how Christian conservatives are sticking it to the hosts on The View. I love it so much. I love it, love it, love it. Also, Howard Stern is actually showing a side of himself that I actually agree with. That and much, much more with the Rugby World Cups and everything. Welcome to this week's conversation. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. Exodus 15:13. Think about that as your day comes to an end. And thank you for spending, and you could probably be watching football, you're listening to the conversation. And I do thank you so much for tuning into the program today. Donald Trump is not going away. And why would you think that? I mean, I'm going to get into something because Hillary has the same thing, and I'll explain. Okay, Donald Trump is leading in the polls. So is Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders, depending, is really close. But when you listen to what they're in the polls, they also have the highest numbers of people that hate them. And I kind of look at it like this. I kind of feel that you have this, okay, Donald Trump is not my first choice. He's not my last choice. But he is basically, how would you put this? Well, he is the best of the worst. You know, well, if I had to choose someone, Ben Carson. Actually, you know, and I think a lot of Democrats are like, you know what? A Native American told me this one time. What if I told you that the right wing and the left wing all come from the same bird? Well, I have a lot of friends that are very liberal, but they're at the point where, hey, I don't like Hillary Clinton, but hey, if I'm going to be, you know, hey, what do I do? Because I don't like Bernie Sanders, really. I mean, he's a socialist, but he's not going to get everything because we got pretty much a Republican House and all that, and I don't think that's going to go away. So he's going to get, unless he starts doing executive Obama things and just, I'm going to pass this and pass that. I don't need Congress. I don't need Senate. You know, you can get up and cheer for me all you want, but I don't need you. You know, I wonder what Melissa or a girl I knew, Amanda, I dated, and some of my other friends, they were all in the manufacturing field. What would Amanda's dad or Melissa's dad say if, oh, well, we don't need you now because we got a machine that's going to come in and do your job, and it's going to weld for you, and it's going to do all this stuff. It's going to sweep and mop and everything, and it's going to do it better and faster. We don't need you. Do you think they'd be cheering?
My children go to his union.
Well, yeah. Only if, yeah, but the politicians, cheered and rant and raved when Obama said he didn't need them. And that's what I think Barry Sanders would do, the same thing. He would just say, I don't need you. I'll just continue what Obama has started. And, you know, I think a lot of people are at the crossroad where we all are. We'll say, okay, well, Ben Carson, I think, is great for this country. I think people are starting to wake up with Donald Trump. Is he a realistic candidate? I don't know. But I've been screwed by everyone else. Why not give him a chance? You know, he is seen by a lot of people, including my eyes, Bill Clinton, where he's not left and he's not right. He agrees to some things that the left does, and he agrees to some things that the right does. So some of his economic plan, I think, would come from a Bill Clinton style, and the other half would come from, like, a George Bush. So you wouldn't get one or you get, you know, and I think he's striking a chord with many people. But at the same time, he's popular with a ton of people. Then there's other people like, screw that. I don't want that. You know, I don't want, you know, it goes back to the old South Park, like I said, over and over. You got a choice between a douche and a turd sandwich, you know. Well, I mean, at least a douche is clean. Okay, but you really want to have a douche? Well, at least it's clean. But it's sad that we're, you know, but like my grandma, my grandfather said this. My mom told me, because I was never alive when he was, that he goes, you have to be a criminal to get into politics. I mean, I'm sure I've said this before, but I'm a huge fan of Sherwood Baptist Pictures. They've done Courageous. They've done, you know, Facing the Giants. They've done Fireproof. My favorite one was the very, 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 very first one, Flywheel. It's incredible. Check them out. Great movies. But in the Courageous, he's like, well, we got 17 crates here. We want you to say that we received 16 crates. We want special things for the one crate. My sister would be like, really? I've been to places where there's like 75 crates, and you got to make sure, well, none of these crates have come in. We're going to send them off somewhere else, so we got to act like we didn't receive any of this. So, I mean, and it's like, really? But, I mean, I guess I want to see a poor politician. I want to see, you know, we control them, you know. We're our own country because we stood up to Britain. When are we going to stand up to our own politicians? You know, when are we going to stick it to Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or whoever and say, hey, enough is enough? You know? This whole world's a double standard. And I love, as I want to move on to the issues with the, you know, everyone talks about, because there was a guy, where is it? David Jacques, I think his name is. It's Jacques, of the Roseburg Beacon publisher in Oregon, said this. I don't think the president is not welcome in our community. I've talked to many people, leaders, they don't want him. They hadn't even finished counting the bodies. They hadn't even finished probably notifying everyone of who died, let alone how many people are that are not in Obama's over there. Well, many people are going to say that I'm politicizing this, and, well, it should be. So I'm going to come to your community and stand on the bodies of these people for a political agenda. I don't care who. If Ted Cruz did that, I'd be furious. That's wrong. Sorry.
If it was a Republican, he would have been ripped to shreds.
Yeah. If it was a Republican, they would have. But here's my point, so you understand where I'm going with this. Okay. Matt Judge did this, and he goes, I want to make a dare to Hillary and Obama. if you want to talk about a gun ban, get rid of all the guns that are in the White House. You know, like I always joked about this. Okay, if you want to talk about a gun ban, okay, take the guns away from the police officers. Take the guns from the military. Take all the guns that protect all the political, you know, all the senators and congressmen and presidents. Get rid of them. You know? You want a gun ban, then ban guns. Don't allow, oh, well, some people can have them, you know, like the people that protect the president and all them and all the higher-up people. Kind of sounds like in North Korea, if you want to have only the people in power to have guns and the people that are the citizens, not, you know, that sounds like Germany or North Korea. You know, I'm not no rocket scientist, but I want to hear them answer that. Okay, well, you want to ban guns. Well, the person that's protecting you, the snipers, why aren't you wanting their guns? But that will never happen. I mean, like I'd really like to see a politician claim another like have Donald Trump accuse Hillary Clinton of having sex with farm animals. Not that he could ever prove it. I just want to hear her deny it. That'd be hilarious. But she. I'm not going to comment on this. I'm not going to. She'd make up some BS. She wouldn't. Not that she would answer any questions anyways. You know, even, you know, she's deleted how many thousands of emails and they've even recovered them. But who cares? But why does it matter? I mean, yeah. Why does it matter? I mean, Hillary Clinton, we love you. I love you so much I got thrown off of a support Hillary page because they can't handle the truth. You know, people don't want to hear the truth. But then most of the people on that page don't care. They're like, I'm voting for Hillary, period. I don't care. You ain't never going to tell me, no matter what you tell me, I'm going to vote for her. I don't care. I want to have an educated voter. I want to have someone that, okay, you're going to vote for Hillary, that's great, but know that she is lying and she is untrustworthy and everything else.
No, it's dripping. It's smacked her in the face.
Yep. And that's, wow. But that's how it is. That's how this nation is. No one, you know, we treat, they question a Ben Carson differently than they do a Bernie Sanders. They're not going to treat Bernie Sanders the same way that they would a, they're not going to do it.
No.
Why not? That's why I love, as I want to get into this, The View, because like Candace Cameron and people like Ben Carson have come on there and they've stuck it to him. Well, you know, because they're talking about Ben Carson wants to have teachers, you know, trained and armed. Well, let's say that someone walks into a classroom and in a case you have a locked gun and you have to, so that kids just can't go after it. The teacher next door where the gunman isn't grabbing her gun and going over to that classroom would still be faster than you trying to get a hold of the police and saying, hey, we have a gunman in the school. We need police here ASAP. You would end it faster. First of all, a gunman probably wouldn't even go into a school if there were signs that said, warning, our teachers are armed. Our teachers are prepared to die for these kids. I wasn't going to, there's a business where I almost got a straight razor shave for my wedding, but I ended up getting my Dovo Shavette and did it myself, because I can straight razor shave, and I use a safety razor most of the time, which you really only need one blade. You don't need 55 million blades. But anywho, they have a sign on their door that, you know, the people in here are trained and armed, and nothing in here is worth your life. I'm not going to walk into a school when I know that teachers have access to weapons and know how to use them and are trained. And you know, maybe every 3 months, you know, they get recertified and every month they're at the range practicing. But what do I know? I'm just an anti-American conservative who doesn't like his country. You're trying to take down the GOP. Okay, we're leaving. I'm trying to take down the GOP. Really. Okay, remember, folks, the left wing and right wing are still attached to the same bird. There really is no difference between left and right, conservative and Democrat. I'm sorry, there really is no dang difference. And that's where we're at. You know, I mean, they're really, I have friends that understand that, but they're still on the left side. If they, you know, they'll still vote for the left person. You know, and I don't know, I'm kind of off, I'm all over the place today, but I was reading, I don't know if it was today or when it was, where they were having the Bring Your Bibles to School Day. It was coming up soon, and I don't know if it was today or was, but I don't remember people bringing their Bibles to school except for one kid, but that, I mean, he was like, mega, I mean, he that's all he did. I mean, the Bible was his magazine. He didn't have any friends, you know, he just sat in the corner when there was nothing to do in class and just read his Bible. He didn't do anything else, didn't. You know, he didn't listen. I mean, if it was Christian music, that's what he listened to. Other than that,
I took my Bible to school when I was in high school to argue with my biology teacher.
But, I mean,
we didn't come from age. Sorry.
But I don't remember, like, you know, now people are like, well, all this, you know, like I said the other day, where the lady was scolding her kid because the teacher was scolding her kid because, you know, don't write in cursive. You know, I don't remember. If you have free, because I guess in free reading time, I guess teachers have like, well, that, you know, like, If my son brought a Bible to school, I'd be like, if they tell you no, okay, you they don't want to hear it from me. You know, sorry.
They have to go through me first, probably.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, well, I'd just say, well, here's my attorney. Okay. Call him up. I mean, we're slowly having, and I guess the whole point of this is we're losing our freedoms. I'm not a smoker anymore. I smoke. I'll have a cigar every now and then. But I don't want to take away a person's right to be able to smoke. If they want to buy new Newport Menthol 1000s, you know, go right ahead. They should have the right. You know, am I going to smoke? Probably not. But they should not be, it shouldn't be taken away from them. But that's what they want to, make everything. Oh, we're not banning anything. It's like the Ten Commandments that they took down. Oh, and all these atheists went on there like, okay, how is that Ten Commandments forcing anything on you? Well, I mean, but then one guy went off, it's hilarious, because he's like, well, then, you know, like, well, then, why can't, then, so you're not, then, like, if there's something about Satanism, would you, if someone, I mean, I don't see where having something about Satan, I mean, if you want to put something on Satanism, I don't care. And that's your problem. But how can you? You're atheist. True atheists don't believe in any life after. I've seen ghosts. I've been in a place where there was something there where things would move and you could put down something. You could put down a book, turn around, look at the door and turn around and the book's gone or it's moved. You know,
I have felt the presence of God, so I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like my I guess I'll, as I want to get into this, because this is something I wanted to kind of talk about, is there are things that I've had happen to me that I cannot explain. In terms of, like, I don't know if you call it paranormal angels, but I've had things that I know it's the hand of God. And there was a lady one time that, And I've said this, I talked about this story before, but this lady had went to church one day, and this, the one usher just out of the, she just felt led to do this and hug this lady in this weird way. Didn't know why. And the lady started to cry. And she goes, I haven't had that done. The only person that's ever hugged me like that was my mom. I don't know what she did. I forget. But she hugged her in a weird way. And she goes, the usher believes that it was God telling me, hey, I've actually gone up to someone and said, and you never know when that little voice in your head telling you to do something will change someone's life. And that's God speaking.
If God didn't tell me to start talking to you.
Yeah. We and my wife believe God brought us together. And I don't push my belief on anybody because I'm sure you get atheists or someone that maybe doesn't believe in God, but that's your choice. But I just know what I know what I believe, and I know that, that there are things that you can't explain. But when this guy was writing back, and he's like, would you support this and that? I'm like, well, you wouldn't because you're an atheist, so why would you support something involving, satanic stuff or whatever? And I said, and to be honest with you, a Christian thing is not something posting it's negative. And of course they took it down like late at night. They didn't wait till like 2 in the afternoon to do it. They did it like the midnight. And I guess some law that they have, they claim it violates and all this,
But the taxpayers had to pay for them to take it down.
Yeah, yeah. It's slowly taking your freedom because, we're not saying you can't worship. We're going to tell you how to worship. We're not saying that you can't support the Ten Commandments. We're going to tell you where the Ten Commandments can be and what we can do. Okay, folks, let me tell you something. The separation of church and state was so that the government didn't control our churches, so that the government stayed out of our church. It doesn't mean that you can't have a religious symbol in a government place. It was to keep us from England, where the government rules the church and says, because pretty soon you're going to have to take your sermon as a pastor and you're going to have to give it to someone and have it approved. And then there's probably going to be someone sitting in there listening, and if you alter from what it says, they're going to have you hung. But, that's freedom. That's the freedom you want because, God forbid, freedom means having more government in control. That's because I have literally been damn near told I'm a communist. I'm anti-American because I support limited government. I want to say what I do. And what's funny is all these liberals that want all this government control, then they say, you shouldn't be telling a woman, you can't defund Planned Parenthood because that'd be telling people what to do. Oh, so you don't want me to support defunding Planned Parenthood, because that violates your right as a woman to be able to use their services by having an abortion, but then you want me to not be able to use a gun. Going back and forth. Because of course you got all those wonderful feminists. I'm a manonist.
Amen, honey. I'm not a feminist.
Oh, I know.
I've been told I pushed it back 20 years.
But I just am what I am, and I want people to wake up and just know that, that your freedom is slowly being taken away. Even a liberal, your freedoms are slowly being taken away. It's like, what they're going to do is they're going to take a dollar. You're going to give, you're going to, it's like inflation. The liberals think, this and this and this. And the more you realize it, the more you realize, you're actually not gaining, you're losing, I guess I grew up in an age when you could walk down an aisle and there was tobacco everywhere. You didn't have to go I remember going to Kmart one time and having two cans of chew in my hand and walking out and didn't even realize I forgot to pay for it.
I was 10 years old. I bought chew from my dad.
And now it's like, oh, they have all these regulations. I think they should have, like they did in the 70s, okay? They should be able to advertise with tobacco, but at the same time, you should be able to advertise saying how bad it is. I can't believe that they can't. I mean, as I go forward with this, you know, I don't know why they can't do pro-cannabis ads. I mean, making a shirt, making Band-Aids out of hemp, hemp is antimicrobial. You wouldn't have to have as much neosporin in it. You know, I mean, 1 acre of hemp produces as much paper as 4 acres of trees. And hemp is 100% cellulose. And what is wood, like 40%? So what's the other 60%? You know, it's all byproducts. They have to chemically remove and all this stuff. Oh, but, you know, marijuana is dangerous. And well, so is tobacco, but it's legal. I think they should be able to advertise, but at the same time, they should be able to have, okay, this is how deadly it is. You know? I mean, I guess that's the hardest thing for me is when you know how beneficial cannabis is and how negative it is and how it's treated, how bad, oh, it's that lie that no one's ever died from cannabis. No one ever has. Your body actually is made up of cannabidiols. Actually, there is, I have said this before, there is someone that died from cannabis. When he was smuggling a bunch through Brazil and a bunch of the bricks of cannabis fell on him and crushed him. But then all
people who've been allergic to it, like it's an organic thing. People can be allergic to it, but it's never outright killed anybody.
But then I did have a friend go, well, I said, yeah, but I bet you $100 you can find a story where a guy drank a case of beer, did cocaine and heroin, and smoked some weed and smashed into a tree and killed himself. But sitting at home, smoking weed medically or just for recreational, the actual weed itself has not killed anyone like tobacco does.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Amsterdam, they mix tobacco and their cannabis and they smoke it, and they have fewer incidences of lung disease. Like I said, the 5 federal medical marijuana patients have all 100%, they all have 100% lung capacity or greater. You know, if you're, you know, but then cannabis being illegal is just, you might as well, you know, that's freedom, you know. You know, just like the war on tobacco. I mean, I'm not for tobacco because it's deadly and dangerous, but you should have the right to smoke it if you want to. As we go forward, I love how Ben Carson and people like Candace Cameron, who's on the show, is sticking it to The View. They're not backing down. I mean, and I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I want to get back into it because it's nice to see, and I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get people, because, I mean, the thing's tanking. And I think they're, well, how can we get, let's get someone that's super conservative on the show so that a conservative person will watch it because, hey, at least they got, because for a while it was pretty much all mega communist, socialist, left type people in there. So, I mean, I won't watch it because I can't stand it, but, you know, because it's just a talk show with a bunch of people. I mean, I like how, because the only time I really want to see it is when it's something happens to where it's enough to have like a clip, you know, and have, you know, when Donald Trump goes on and says this or Candace Cameron says, you know, other than that, the other 99%, I'm not interested there. I just love how there's, like, even Howard Stern now is coming out, you know, saying, like, I couldn't vote for a Democrat. And I think he was kind of like, he's kind of like a Donald Trump. He's not left, but he's not right. He's kind of in the middle in this last election. You know, he really didn't like Mitt Romney, but didn't like Barack Obama. Well, Barack Obama was, in his opinion, Barack Obama was the lesser of the two evils, even though he didn't. I don't think he really liked either of them. could be wrong, but I just, that's kind of the view I got. That now he's kind of like, okay, well, hey, if we let Donald Trump, hey, I've been screwed by
worse.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, how can this country get worse? I mean, we're going towards economic collapse anyways, but why does it matter, you know? Wonderful. I want to get into this because this is, I just saw this and I thought it was cool. I read this article where ABC Family is changing its name to Freeform, saying its name takes away from their 14 to 34 year old demographic. Is it a good move or a bad move? Well, I guess I didn't realize that ABC Family was trying to target 14 to 34 year olds. I thought like ABC Family was more for like the, you know, so when you came home, your kids would have something that you could be watching that would be appropriate.
What are they changing it to?
They're changing it to Freeform. My wife wondered what they're changing it to.
That makes no sense.
Because I guess that they have more progressive-y kind of like, you know, almost like a Bruce Jenner type shows where, you know, and I guess they, you know, the ABC Family has more programming that's not necessarily, I guess, geared toward the family. So they want to change the name so that it can reflect their target audience, because I would think ABC Family was something you'd want to sit down with your kids and watch. But if you're a 14 to 34-year-old demographic, most 14-year-olds don't sit down and watch TV with their family. You know, they're out doing their own thing. But, hey, I mean, I just thought it was interesting. The things I talk about on my program, How much of that are you going to hear in the lamestream media? No, only on my lamestream show will you hear that. Just kidding. It's not a lame show, but I love it. But I think I watch that because I think it's the channel that, if I'm thinking correct, that's the channel that 700 Club comes on in the morning, or one of them that carries it.
They might carry it, yes.
Yeah, I'm not. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's the channel that it is. Because I donate to them and I donate to K-Love. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's the fall pledge drive for K-Love. So if you want to donate, please, because that radio station is 100% listener-supported. I'm not even listener-supported. I pay for everything for this show.
It's a great blessing.
And, you know, so if you think about that, folks, to do the show and to have the premium packages that I have and stuff, I pay for everything. So if you listen, thank you. You know, and I listen to K-Love, and if you ever listen to the radio station, there's no commercials. You pay for that to be on the air. And it's amazing how many people, you know, that are one step away from ending their life, and bam, K-Love, they turn to K-Love, and next thing you know, yep. I remember, if you ever heard the song, My Third Day, I Need a Miracle, a guy was going to end his life, and he was in Jersey, and went out into the middle of nowhere, couldn't get anything, couldn't get a CD to work or whatever, the player turned on the radio, couldn't get any station, the only station he got was K-Love, I think, or it was a Christian radio station nonetheless, and they played Cry Out to Jesus, I think is the song he heard, and he literally cried out to Jesus, and when the family came to meet, you know, to tell the story to the band backstage, he wasn't there because the kid was on a mission trip. And it's just, you know, it's a great radio station. So if any of my listeners out there want to donate to K-Love, go right ahead, man. I do $20 a month. And it's just great to, you know, when you turn on, there's like no, that's what, one reason why I love it, not because, I mean, the music's great, but there's no commercials. It's the time that they would spend with the commercials, they're talking about the good things, you know, and some weird stories and stuff, you know, but it's just great, you know, I love that radio station, and just, it's just a blessing to turn on, and there's always something that lifts you up when you're down. I mean, so it's great. And if you can donate, feel free. I'm not associated with them, by the way, but I just listen to the radio station and I donate. I mean, just like also, pure CBD hemp oil. The real CBD, that is the only CBD oil that I recommend and use myself. You know, I'm not associated with them, but it works. And that's what I try to, and that's the hardest thing is, like, I gave someone that had cramps when they smelled my CBD oil. I didn't tell her what it was, but even if I did, how would I explain it to her? And, you know, and then next thing I know, like 2 hours later, she's like, how's your stomach? She goes, man, what the heck was that? I'm like, oh, no. She goes, why? She goes, my stomach is like 85% better. It helped a lot. I'm like, cool. But then, I mean, like, how would I explain to her, okay, well, you see this bag I have? This bag is made out of hemp. And in this hemp, they found CBD, cannabidiol, which is anti-inflammatory pain. It actually triggers cancer to kill itself. You know?
Amazing.
It's amazing. I've given it to people. I'm like, I just put this on your wrist. You got arthritis? Yeah. What the? They don't know what it is. So, and even if I said, well, CBD oil, what's that? And I'm like, okay, well, in marijuana, there's THC and CBD. And it's just, I mean, I would say about 9 times out of 10, I can get away without my pain meds that I used to be on. There's several days that I still feel like I could use it. But for the most part, I can get away with no pain meds. And no muscle. My spasming of my body went to from like at least twice a day to zero. And you know, it's
you barely even spasm in your sleep anymore.
Yeah. And you know, when you I my wife is a good example because I try to hide myself. I don't you know, when she can tell, okay, what's wrong? I know you're trying. I mean, you covered up well, but something's bothering you. Something. I'm like, okay, you know. And some things that, you know, hey, I used to do this or that, and now it's not happening. Or, it's just amazing, you know. And I don't, how do I say this? You know, I'm not associated with K-Web or any of them, but I just feel led to talk about pure, real CBD hemp oil, the pure hemp CBD, you know, and where is it? Let me get the website for you, just so in case if anyone is interested. It is, no, not
all the oil.
Yeah. Yeah, it's naturalhemp.org. And at the top, it'll have real CBD in green letters. That is the only CBD product I recommend or will use. I have tried the others, let me tell you. And what a lot of people don't realize with this product, with these products is some of them, there's a company that makes them, and they just, well, I'm going to try this. Well, be careful, because if you go from this CBD oil to this CBD oil, the same oil, they just put a different name on it. This is the real deal. This is from Washington State. It's 100% legal because there's no THC in it. And it's just great. And I just can't say enough about it. And I can't say enough about K-Love because whenever I'm having a bad day, whenever I can turn on that radio station, it's the one thing I can look forward to that's positive and encouraging. And that's what they say. And it's the truth. You know, because, I mean, like when I got into, I'm going to get into, well, because I got into cooking, because I love to cook, and now it's getting to be, you're worried more about, well, technically, since these eggs are good for 4 days, and you wrote the sheet out for 3 days, you labeled and dated it as expiring in 3 days instead of 4 days, we have to tag you, because I guess there's, and I guess one of my friends that works in California, they actually had this issue where they, like, the city came in to inspect the restaurant, and they were, and okay, when this happens, they do this. This is what the state says. And they were actually more compliant than what the state says, and they got tagged for it still. It'd be like saying, okay, well, which makes no sense. Like, okay, well, I know you're supposed to cook chicken to 165, but we want to make sure that it's cooked, so we make sure it's cooked to 170. That way we got a 5-degree buffer to ensure that we're killing the salmonella. Well, nope. Law says 165, that's what you got to cook it to. We're tagging you. You're getting a tag, and you're getting written up in the sanitation inspection. You know, when you're going above and beyond, you know, like I've said this before, give it in about 5 years, I bet you we'll, you know, if you're in a hospital or in like a assisted living community, it's going to be like a, you're going to have to like sterile, it's going to be like an operating room in the kitchen. You know, they're going to get to that point. I mean, I love to cook, but it just gets to me. I'm not a neat freak. I'm not like a germaphobe. And, but as I move, and I wanted to segue into the fact that McDonald's buys close to 2 billion eggs a year, and they are now going cage-free. That's right. They're going cage-free, but let me just, and that's great, but let me just give you a thing about cage-free that a lot of people don't realize. Okay, you take a 10-by-10-foot box, and you put 1,000 chickens in there. They may be stacked up. Hey, it's cage-free. You know, they've actually said where, they've actually seen farms where they have a little cage, like a big barn, and they have a little opening where the chickens can go out, and it was considered free range. Because as long as they could go outside this little area, and where like five birds at one time could go in this little area where it opened up to the outside, they were able to be considered free range. And you would think that they were in a fenced area and they could walk all around this wherever, you know. No, it was like a barn, and they just had a little area where like 20 chickens could see outside, and that was it, and it was considered free range. So just, I mean, it's good that they're doing this, because people are demanding better and better and better. They want more natural things. They don't want to have all these additives and preservatives and stuff, and I think it's great. It's a step in the right direction. Not, you know, I mean, not that, you know, you got to be careful when it says cage-free with that, and just so you don't, so it's not like 50 million chickens in a little tiny spot on top of each other, crapping and pooping on each other, and, you know, there you go, there's your cage-free. But, I mean, at least, I think everyone's trying to take after Wendy's. It's, you know, trying to do all this, like, high-end, really fancy, healthy, good-for-you food, and, you know, and McDonald's is like, well, look at, they're just climbing the ladder in terms of popularity. And how can we, I think it's almost like a game. Well, how can we, what can we do? Okay, well, they're doing this. Well, we're going to go, because I think it is Carl's Jr. and Hardy has an actual, what do we call that? Antibiotic-free beef. Well, all beef should be antibiotic-free, unless it's sick and they need to take it, but they don't take it. They don't, excuse my language, but they don't take care of them, you know. They have a thing like, well, okay, if you got a tumor in the eye, okay, they can, as long as they go a certain distance away from it, they can cut it out.
But every farmer in them is not like that. You make them sound so evil, and not all of them are.
I'm not, well, but I, no, what, you don't understand what I'm getting at. My point is, because my wife lives on meat, that's all she eats. She varies her grapes, her barbecue sauce. But my point is, okay, Carl's Jr. Hardy has an antibiotic-free beef. Oh, so we're going to go cage-free. And then someone else is going to have to, well, yeah, I'm waiting for one of the fast food chains to be all organic. That's what I'm waiting for, because someone's got to trump the cage-free eggs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's all a game. It's all, how can we get people in the door? McDonald's is losing people left and right. Hey. How can they? They got to pay people $15 an hour. As we move on, folks, because, you know, it's just all fun and games until a political opponent asks the other one. So I heard you had sex with farm animals. I want to hear her deny it. It's all fun and games until that question comes out. You know? But, I mean, if I was a, and then I guess the next Republican debate is on, like, is on another liberal network, so they're not going to get any, you know, I'm going to have, like, unbiased people. People that, you know, get someone from, like, Britain to ask questions that doesn't have any affiliation with America Dent Care. This is the questions that American people have asked. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's all, to me, all those debates are scripted, I swear. I mean, because the questions they ask, half of them I'd love to have asked, and they'll never, whatever, you know, who knows. That's just how the world goes. And as we move on, what a Rugby World Cup, man. The U.S., they're not even going to win a game. Oh, Lord, they got beat 64-0 against South Africa. Oh, man. I tell you, I think South Africa's going to win another one, win the third World Cup. They're just, I mean, but the U.S. is not a rugby nation. You know, they're not like New Zealand or South America or England, you know. But it's, I mean, I don't even, I mean, if it was like a World Cup, like soccer, I don't even think they would be invited. I mean, I think the U.S. should be, if they were the host nation, okay, invite them. You know, then they get the automatic invite. But I don't think they're good enough really to even be there. But then I don't think they have enough nations or enough countries to have them not in it. I mean, even if they got into a different pool, like the D pool or A pool, they may win one game if they would have gotten in a different pool. But the teams they drew, you know, they're not going to beat South Africa or Ireland. I mean, I still support them. I mean, they ain't going to win. And hopefully they can win one game, but I doubt it. I mean, you know, like I said, we're not a rugby nation. And it's, so.
I think it'd be cool if we became one.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, oh, wow. We got about 11 minutes left in the program, folks. And the way our U.S. played, that kind of sums up the Man United game. Holy cow. 3-0 loss to the Gunners. It wasn't at Old Trafford, thank God, but 19:02 in on that game, and it was already 3-0. I mean, I watched the replay because I'll get into a little bit for the end. I was at the feast with my wife this weekend, and I'll talk about that before I go. But if I wouldn't have seen, if I didn't know the score before I started watching the replay, I would have thought it had been like 6-0. Because by 6 minutes in, it was already 2-0. I'm like, what? And I mean, and the first two goals, I mean, De Gea looked like, gee, boss, the ball went right by me. I can't believe it. I just stood right here and it went right by me. I didn't do anything to try to stop it. I mean, I'm just like, what in the heck is he doing? I mean, but then after the third goal, it was just kind of like a back and forth, and no one was better than the other. And it's just like, I mean, but at least they got beat by a team that's up there. It's not like a Wolverhampton Wonders. You know, they were third coming in, you know, third or fourth. You know, they're a good team. It's not like they, you know, because, I mean, people go back and forth, you know, about Austin Bingus. Should he still be there? Should he not be there? He's a decent coach. I mean, there's things that I'm wondering, why in the heck would he do this? And why in the heck would he do that? Or why in the heck would he? And sometimes he surprises you. I mean, just like any manager, you know? Ben Hall, same thing. And it's, why would he do this? And then it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Same thing with Alex Ferguson. You know, some of the things he did worked out, and some of them didn't. But he was successful in the end. And, you know, I just, it was just a, I'm like, because I didn't, because I knew the end score when I watched the replay, but I didn't know what, you know, when happened. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like doing some stuff. And I guess I'm like, next thing I know, I see score. I'm like, and I looked, and it was two. I'm like, huh? And so I had the back play. And then by the time 1902, and it was 3-0, I'm like, wow. That's just like, I couldn't, because I was, I mean, when you know that it's 3-0 with only 20 minutes into the game, you would think, okay, what is this going to be like, a 6-0 game by halftime and then, you know, 12-0, but it ended up just being 3-0. And I think it could have been worse, but, you know, I think they adjusted and kept it a 3-0 game. It's a loss and we move on. You know, I'm a supporter. Win, lose, or draw, I support United. Always have, always will. The only time I wouldn't support United is if this team, like if the Gunners were to win, it would help United in points. You know, because the Gunners are taking on Chelsea, and if Chelsea loses, it helps United. Then I would support. You know, but other than that. Yes, sir. We got about 7 minutes left in the program, or close to it, folks. And thank you all for tuning in. As I said before, this is all me. I don't pay. I pay for everything. I don't have advertisers. You get an hour of me, and how you put up with an hour of me, I don't know. Well, my wife puts up with a lot of me, but we love each other. And it's an honor, yeah, exactly. But this past weekend, like I said, I watched the replay of the game, because this past weekend I was at the Feast of the 100th Moon. If anyone that's not local, because I do have a lot of local listeners, and I have listeners from all over, from who knows where, you know, from New York to L.A. to Pennsylvania to San Diego, or wherever you're from. It's a nationally recognized event that we celebrate the people that lived in my area that occupied Fort Liotnon. From the Kickapoo people, Native Americans, to the French, to the British and Spanish and Rogers Rangers. You know, and it's just, and a couple, and it's the sole funding for the Thibodaux County Historical Association, and a couple times there have been a couple times where they've brought in, like, when they're actually doing digs on the actual Fort Liotnon site, they've brought people in and they've talked about what they found and different things, and there's a bunch of us that go to the feast every year that go to it and that went to it, and it's just, I'm just a history buff, and it's just neat when you, well, why did they do this? This type of thing makes, why would this be here? They wouldn't. Well, it's probably something that they would have gotten in Canada on the way down through, you know, like on their travels. It would have been something that would have been more used up north, but, you know, they had it and they traded it. And, you know, and some things they have no idea what it's for. Okay, here's a piece of what looks like a metal tube. They have no idea what it would have been used for. And, you know, and some of the things they find, as I said last week, you end up with almost more questions than answers. And it's just neat. And it's, last year was, were almost to the day, the same weekend I asked my, a year ago, asked my now wife if she would say yes to living with me forever, and she said yes. And it was the greatest decision we ever made. And, you know, not many people go to the feast their first year in full garb that we found like 2 weeks before, got her all the stuff and got her dressed up, and she loved it. And I didn't get to play as much music as I wanted to, because like Saturday, like, you're not getting your bass drum out, like it's misting and I don't want to get it wet. I'm like, and then you're already starting to play And I don't want to have to drag it out and bring it all the way down and bring it back. And you know, but like come 11 o'clock, Sean Hall got the guitar out and Preacher, and we started playing. I got my bow in out and started playing a little bit. And by that time, I played for like about 45 minutes. And it was great. And then by that time, I was old and tired and went to bed and with my wife. But it's a great time. And if anyone ever is around in the fall, look up the Feast of the Hunter's Moon and try to come out next year. It's a great time. We'd love to have you. And we'd love to. And it's great because the people that come, it's nice to share what we know about the area and the history and different things. And it's just a great time. And that's why I had to watch my Manchester United in a replay instead of live. Because if I have a weekend off, usually I am somewhere. And it was the weather was okay. It was kind of cold, but you know, you survive. And every Friday morning at the feast, we always go to the Triple X, which is on Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives. And if anyone's out there. Is out there, you got to try the Dwayne Purvis burger, the burger with the peanut butter on it. It's infamous. And it's the burger that
I... Do you try it?
I would eat it if it didn't have... If you put a veggie burger on there, I'd eat it. But the thing is you either love it or hate it.
It's not the same burger.
Okay, Lisa.
No, I'm just being like you.
What? But anywho... You know, it's the burger that people love to hate because you either love the thing or you hate it. Like, why not? Because, you know, the guy that did, Guy Fieri, didn't care for it at all. And you either love it or you hate it. And either people think it's the greatest burger in the world or they think, why in the hell did you put peanut butter on a burger? Well, when you go there, like, especially at the Bruno Swiss Inn, the pizza place, you know, Drew Brees has his own pizza. Because he doesn't eat cheese. And, you know, and a lot of these places on campus, people would come in all the time to the Triple X and get breakfast before they went, and they have a Drew Brees breakfast, or the, you know, the Joseph Bedaya has his own meal there, and it's what he would eat every day, and, you know, and stuff. So it's kind of cool, and it's just a tradition. So if you're ever in Lafayette, look up when the Feast of the Hunter's Moon is and come out in the fall. It's a great time. It's not until next year. I think it's September something next year, like the end of September. Don't quote me on that, but I'll probably have the date of it for it next year. So if y'all want to come in and check it out, but got about 60 seconds left. Thanks y'all for tuning in. And just remember, you know, just open your mind. You know, I don't, like I always tell you, I don't care who you vote for. I just want you to be educated. So you know, okay, hey, I support this person. You know, I don't care if you want to support Hillary, that's great. Know that she hasn't accomplished anything. Oh, yeah. I mean, and I can really say that because I don't even think she accomplished deleting the emails because they're starting to recover them.
Mm-hmm. She hasn't done anything.
She hadn't done. But then what did Obama do before he got elected? Nothing. And he still hasn't done anything. But thank you all for tuning in. I got 10 seconds left. Thank you all for tuning in. God bless you all. Have a great evening. And until next week, folks, good night and goodbye and God bless.